Well, there's been lots of talk about developing a vaccine for COVID-19, and for so many, it can't come soon enough. HPR reporter Kuve Hiraishi joins us this morning to talk more about what Hawaii researchers are doing to help in this effort. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Hawaii has joined that global fight to develop a vaccine for COVID-19. UH Manoa scientist and vaccine expert Axel Lehr, we sat down with him to kind of go through what he is developing. So he's working with the New Jersey-based biopharmaceutical company to leverage a technology platform that he and his colleagues over at University of Hawaii's Medical School that they developed for the Ebola virus initially. So they're using that same technology to develop a vaccine for COVID-19. Now, how it works is everyone's seen that visualization of the coronavirus where there's those spikes on the outside of that that ball. What he's pretty much doing is taking those spikes, taking a spike and using that to develop an antigen or a substance that could then go into everyone's body and tell the immune system, this is how you react to, you know, when you see the threat from coronavirus. So he says it's different from the approach that's being taken by the folks that are Moderna, who is developing a vaccine that's already, we've heard, is already in human trials, entered human trials last month in Washington. So that's an RNA-based approach, and that's different from his, and he sort of explains how that's different.
So the difference is that we produce the protein in our case, and then we put the protein into the patient to tell the immune system what the enemy is, right. Whereas the RNA-based vaccine tells the body how to make the protein. And there are other platforms also that are being used, but I think the main ones are based on either these genetic approaches, which you will hear a lot more about in the next few weeks. I'm sure there will be other clinical trials that will start. And then the more conventional approaches like ours.
So according to the World Health Organization, we've got about 50 vaccines currently being developed for COVID-19, for coronavirus. And so, but the thing, and everyone's asking, is these things take time, right? Lehr says that a normal vaccine development timeline is about 15 years. But according to his best estimate on his vaccine development process is they'll be able to enter human trials in about 6 to 9 months. And that's kind of keeping in line with what health experts have been saying, this 12 to 18 month timeline for developing a vaccine. That seems to be, he seems to be on track with that timeline as well. But there have been instances, he says, where in the past, where an epidemic hits, all these vaccine developers jump in, try to develop something, and then all of a sudden the virus sort of goes underground, right? And Lehr explains that one possible cause of that is this effect known as herd immunity, which we've been hearing a lot about. And so when we think about what vaccine developers are trying to do, it's sort of helping that same herd immunity concept.
What we need right now for COVID-19 is herd immunity. We need a large percentage of the population to be vaccinated or, of course, have been exposed to the virus, which is, of course, happening naturally right now. People are talking about 60%. Oh. So once about 60% of the population have experienced the virus, then it most likely will disappear because now the transmission chains will be broken. But, of course, we're a long ways away from that.
Right. His best guess is about a year or so, but probably longer. And as we know, this virus is quite infectious. But one development that we've seen earlier this week are these antibody tests, right, where you go and you figure out how many, whether or not someone has been infected or had contracted the virus, but maybe did not show any symptoms. So that part of the equation is really going to have an effect on this herd immunity goal of ours.
So you may have been exposed to the virus, maybe either contracted a very mild case of it, or just not shown any symptoms.
Exactly. And so those individuals would be, I guess, contributing in some way to herd immunity, right? But we don't know. And one of the big unknowns comes from our lag in testing. here in the United States. And Lair is pushing, you know, he wants to understand the magnitude of the virus's spread in our community so that will help them once they get to the point of sending this vaccine out.
One thing that is very important right now is that we don't understand really the full picture of the virus biology. We don't understand epidemiology because one of the things that is our current limitation is that we don't have enough testing ongoing. Mm. We don't know how far the virus has really spread in the population. Once we know how many people actually contracted the virus but never got sick, those are very, very important numbers. And very important in terms of the strategies then on how to deploy vaccine.
All right. So the next step, at least for him, he says he's in sort of the when you bake a cake pattern, he is in the process. He's got the recipe and now he's figuring out the right proportions of each element of the vaccine to then enter the human trials.
Earlier in the program, we did have Mayor Caldwell talk about how the city's trying to help to get more widespread testing, and they're looking at trying to get tests from other places, you know. But I think then the idea is to try and figure out how many positives do we have, and then, you know, focus in on containing the spread. But I guess part of me thinks that, gosh, I really hope then we hurry up and get to this herd immunity, you know?
Well, we should be. I want to make that distinction that there is testing to see if you have a coronavirus, and then the antibody testing would be the test for folks who may have had the virus but did not show symptoms and didn't even know possibly that they had the virus. Maybe they thought it was, the flu. The antibody test would give us the idea of whether or not we've had. I think there was a study coming out of Stanford Medical earlier this week saying that they started to do those tests in their community and noticed that there may have been folks that have had coronavirus as far back as November of last year. So figuring that out, with both tests would be optimal.
And so are the researchers that you talk to, are they in contact with all the other teams that are, you know, working fast and furious?
It is a tight-knit community. From speaking to Professor Lair, he had said that they had conversations early on about, you know, they need to understand the testing aspect of it, and they need what epidemiologists are researching in terms of herd immunity in order to deploy that vaccine. So nobody is working in a silo right now, and everyone's racing. They know they don't have time, but they also know it will take time. So it's interesting.
Yeah, fascinating. Thank you so much, Kuvehi.
Mahalo.
That was HBR's Kuvehi Hiraishi giving us a snapshot of the efforts happening locally to find a global remedy for this coronavirus crisis.